Tits for breakfast.
Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Let's talk about
Tex.
Let's talk about Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Oh, g'day, Tex. Good morning. He's come skipping in. He's happy. He's laughing. He's smiling. How are you, mate?
Very good, mate. Very
well done. Happy. Well played.
Thank you.
To you and to the team. You go in underdone. You hadn't played any footy, and you were fantastic. You must have felt real good out there.
Yeah, I did. Oh, I didn't feel real good.
No.
at the end of the game, I was a bit sluggish. But, yeah, I suppose that I had full confidence in our guys down, you know, that PPT.
Ah, the PPT.
Oi.
Yeah, no, they did a good program. And I suppose you only get out of what you do in the pool or on the bike as much as you want. So I had a fair crack over the pre-season, a little bit different for me, but it gave me full confidence going in. And I suppose we had a nine-day break now, so I'll get a little bit more top-up conditioning.
More top-up.
Tex, there was a bit of talk leading into the game, all the stuff with the camp and stuff about you sending a text message and, you know, wah, wah, wah. There was a lot of outside noise and, you know, that could have easily been a distraction, but it ended up proving to pull you guys together. And then we're hearing that you sent another text or spoke the players before the game just saying, just play your role. So what was that all about? Was that just... You just want them to focus on actually doing their bit in the game and forget about everything else that happened during the week?
Yeah, well, 2 days out from a game, so you didn't want it to send us on the wrong path. So, and I was confident that we're able to come back together. We've been through things like this before. So great win for the football club and nearly 50,000 people, Roo.
Yeah, it was a good crowd on Easter Thursday.
Very loud and the old new light show.
Looks
it was
good.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. $9 million spent at Adelaide Oval. A little top up for the Oval to keep it up with the WA stadium.
So you were concentrating then? You were watching the light show, were you?
At the end of the game.
Oh, at the end of the game. Right.
Yeah. Okay. The light show didn't happen throughout the game, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, does it? Yeah. Well, there you go. I wasn't.
All right. No, that's good. It was a trick question to catch you out. And
I was in the moment.
Right. No, well done.
You look nice today with your
Don't
teal.
Start on me.
No, you're celebrating your win. The Port Boys.
Got the teal shirt on.
They looked all right.
They did.
Looking strong.
Just another win.
Just
another win.
How bad's Matt Crouch's hamstring? Seriously.
I suppose it'll probably be 3 or 4 weeks.
So it's reasonable, is it?
Yeah. Well, most hamstrings go for that period of time, don't they?
Danger only missed a week recently.
Next.
You can have a light hamstring.
That was a good game yesterday.
Great game. Very good game. Good game of footy. There was a few stinkers on the weekend, but a few cracking games of football as well.
Yeah.
Now, let's get back to your game. I want to ask you about a couple of players. Hugh Greenwood, very, very good. Gee, in a lot of the tight clinches, his hands were superb.
Yeah, he's so clean and tight, and he's tough as well.
Kick a goal.
I know Josh Kennedy from Sydney is a super, super player, but he reminds me a little bit of what he does in close and the way he moves. And can kick a goal, go forward and kick a goal. He reads the play really, really well.
And hasn't had a pre-season, by the way. We'll get a lot better. He's Achilles operated on.
And what about Cam Ellis-Yolman? Another very good effort as well.
Exciting for him. Both those boys, I thought, stood up for us in the second half and played their role really well. And they're only going to get better and better and strengthen our midfield and then go forward and do what they have to.
Now, Josh Jenkins, so much maligned. And sometimes it doesn't matter what sport you're talking about. Sometimes a player has one game that changes their whole life. And that might be it the other night, quite seriously. He's on Alex Rance, a superb player, and he turned him inside out. And as I say, sometimes you only got to do it once in your life, and then you believe that you belong and you believe that you can play at that level. And it might be the game for him.
I've always believed Josh can do that. And it's a challenge for myself, Josh, and the other forwards to be able to do it consistently. And his game the other night, he set the scene early on. His competition ahead of the ball was outstanding, and for him to do it on a quality All-Australian defender will give him a lot of confidence, and hopefully we can get him doing it consistently week in, week out, and I can slot in right behind him.
That's the key bit for Jenkins now. If he can do that, then you can't have such a big gap between your bad games and your good games, because you can always compete, can't you, Tex? That's a decision in your head. He doesn't have to mark it all the time. He doesn't have to kick 5 goals, but he has to can't have a big gap between the good games and not so good. That's what I think a lot of people get frustrated by, because sometimes he doesn't bruise the opposition at all. All right, but I hope Ditz is right too. And Wayne Carey said on the call that it was the best game he's ever played for the Adelaide Crows, and I agree with that. To kick 5 1-on-1 against the best player vindicates that call, I think.
Well, I agree with you.
Good on you.
All right, more with Tex in just a moment. We've got his dad joke coming up, which is always a highlight.
I want to find out if Tom Lynch is going to play this week too.
Oh, good question. All right, Tex, our special guest.
Ruin Ditz for breakfast.
Tex!
On 104.7 Triple M.
That is just brilliant vintage Walker.
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Distinctive homes, perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Tex, I've got a question for you. Why are we playing you blokes in round 8 this year? Normally it's about round 3. No, seriously, how much influence do you have over the draw? Like, you know, does Fags go to the AFL pre-season?
We'd play you 3 times
when
if
you
we
ask
could.
For what
are you talking about?
Oh, get out.
You haven't beaten us for 3 years. What are you
3 years.
About?
What about prior to that, though?
How far back you want to go?
I reckon,
I actually rang Gill and said, I want to play Port in round 8.
I know. I knew you would have because you weren't. You wouldn't have been right in round 3. Because you have to start later because of the grand final.
That's not what
your
we're
club
right.
has clearly gone to the AFL and said, we don't want to play him in round 3 this year because we won't be ready.
We're right in round 2.
What do you mean?
Exactly.
We beat
the Premiers.
Yeah, but they're not right either. They played in the grand final. So you're an even, you're even footing.
On.
They won their first game.
Oh, who'd they beat?
Carlton.
Carlton. Yeah, that's a
you can
win.
Only beat who's who you're playing win. Against.
That's right.
Yeah. Why are we playing in round 8? Just not, it's...
You're going to get undefeated this year anyway, so it doesn't matter what year you play.
No, it doesn't smell fishy.
Yeah, right. Tell us about Tom Duday. Tex, have you always thought he was going to be pretty good?
Yeah, I always had my confidence about Tommy Duday.
What makes him good?
Oh, he reads the play really well.
Interceptor?
A very good interceptor, but he helps his the way we play. He helps out his...
He was the number one interceptor in the SNFL last year, wasn't he?
Yeah, he reads it really well. He's confident in the air, and he's super clean.
Is he fast?
Pretty quick, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he's very strong for his size.
Can he fill Jake Lever's role pretty quickly?
Who?
Oh, gee.
Tom Duday will make a role for himself.
He'll become himself, okay. Right. That's a good one. What about David McKay? Is he... know what day of the week it is yet?
No, he doesn't.
Doesn't he?
No.
Still got a bit of... So he won't play this weekend?
No, he'll play.
He'll be fine?
I hope so.
Do you reckon Caddy was stiff, do you, getting the game?
Can't say anything.
Hit him in the head. Oh. You're going on your
That's
rule.
That's a bump. Bump. Eh? Bump. Yeah, bump. That's a bump rule.
Not saying anything
about Tom Lynch going to play this week?
I hope so. Nah, he's a good chance.
Has he been training well? Is he over his virus?
You ask him.
The PPT got him up?
The PPT.
What about Riley Knight?
Oi.
Is he back this week?
Knight will play.
Will ever run through the SNFL?
I'd imagine so.
Gee, did Port towel up the SNFL? Did I'm waiting for you to say that. You don't watch the SNFL anymore. You've forgotten about the Magpies.
No, of course
You've
I do.
You've forgotten all about the Magpies.
Have not.
Yeah.
Have not.
You never even talk about them hardly at all anymore.
Well, they are our reserves these days.
No.
Well, they don't like to be called that.
Well, that's what they are.
Don't call them your reserves.
They do not like. It's your SNFL side.
Who will I get a phone call from?
Probably Jake Parkinson, Keith Thomas.
Righto.
Your phone will be running hot.
Who's the coach of Port Magpies?
You're kidding, aren't you?
Who?
Matty Lockin.
That's right. You had to pause to think about it.
You were unsure.
You've
then.
Dropped right off him.
Steve Summerton, captain. What else do you want to
know? No, he's not. Not anymore.
Yes, he is.
Not anymore.
I interviewed him at the season launch.
Just checking whether you're
as the captain
about
of the Magpies. I think I'd know.
Is he? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
You didn't know.
No, I didn't know.
Who's captain of your side?
We've got a leadership group.
Oh, of course. That old chestnut.
What?
No, it's all right.
Have you got a gag for us this week?
Joke
or what?
For us?
You've been on fire lately.
Oh, well, one of my mates decided to call me up the other day and decided to drop a bomb and reckons he hasn't been in the toilet in 2 years.
Oh, God.
What?
I reckon he's full of shit.
Oh, no. No. Come on, Tex. There are kids listening to your segment.
A little
bit. That's an okay word.
All the Crows parents out there.
You're not allowed to say the S word.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Righto.
Sorry.
Tex joins us thanks to Distinctive Homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Don't get beaten by St Kilda.
Well, why don't you say win? give me some.
Win by 15 goals.
All right.
Smash him.
Thanks,
good
boys.
On you, Tex. Well played the other night, mate.
Thanks,
good on
mate.
You.
Limo joins us shortly.